The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Corner, weighing in with his take on current events, the smarty of the party, the mighty mite from the right, the heavyweight of debate, the man who's in cahoots with the grassroots, the broadcaster master, Jimmy Sangenberger.
Saturday night is always all right for the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. And folks, we are live tonight, and here we go. We've got the proper show open now as we come into the second hour of the program. Again, here, News Talk 710 KNUS, and we are inviting folks to call in 303-696-1971. I have in studio this evening for the full show, Gigi Gordon, who, if you were listening in the last segment, her passion is infectious. Her passion for common decency, for treating people with respect, and for making sure that children don't have to fear anybody who may have sexually abused other children. We're talking about the Tay Anderson saga, of course, and these allegations that he sexually assaulted, ranging from unwanted touching to outright rape requiring stitches in a couple of circumstances of children as young as 14 years old, of children as many as 61 who were purportedly undocumented children, fearful of deportation, fearful that Tay Anderson would report them to ICE and that they would face deportation for coming forward, for speaking up for themselves. And Gigi, I want to get your reaction to a paragraph from my article on Tuesday for Colorado Politics. Tay Anderson must resign now. By having anything to do with board activities during the investigation, especially voting on its next superintendent, Tay Anderson is a distraction. He said, by the way, in his statement, he didn't want to be a distraction, which is why he was stepping back from day-to-day board activities, according to his statement last Sunday. Moreover, I go on, by condoning his participation in board meetings and votes, every other board member is complicit in the intimidation of witnesses the board says is not tolerated. Their words, is not tolerated. They are effectively putting Anderson's voice above the voices of DPS students who claim to be victims of his assaults. Gigi Gordon, what do you make of that? And also, what is your message about, or your view on what message it sends to kids that the school board is basically providing cover and, in essence, as I view, complicit?
First of all, I just want to say that paragraph was perfect. That entire statement was amazing, and I couldn't agree with you more. This is pretty low of the board. It's pretty much like saying that Tay Anderson is more important than these kids and their voice. It's like saying that his reputation and his career and how this can impact him for the rest of his life is more important than the kids that could have possibly been abused by him, that could be scarred and never move on past this because they will never get justice because the board isn't doing anything about it. And for me and for so many other students and people, it's like if you have somebody in a position of power like that, especially with children, who is accused of even one, much less 62 sexual assault allegations, they shouldn't be allowed to choose how they want to resign, to choose what they want to vote on and when they want to come back. I mean, I understand that he was elected to that position, but I also think that if he was elected, he can be, taken down. I mean, the people are the ones that are calling for action, the students, the kids, not the board.
Let me be clear about this. The kids. While you have a few of us, some of us who are speaking out and trying to be on your behalf and to represent the voices of kids, that's why I wanted to have you on. Now, I know you're 18, but there's so many listeners who will say, yes, she's a kid. And that is important to keep in mind in terms of why this is so serious, is we're talking about teenage children.
Yep. And it's really sad, you know, because as a normal teenager, you know, kids should be enjoying their summer and figuring out where they're going to go to college. And, you know, all that they're really focusing on is how they're going to be safe and how they're going to get justice and how they're going to help their peers to get justice. And especially the ones that are worried about if they're going to be ripped apart from their families because he decides to take this the wrong way, you know. And the biggest thing to me is the fact that people are taking this as, oh, these are just allegations. They're not proven. Like, who knows if they're true or not? And they're also trying to bring politics into it. And it's like, what people should see is the number 62, and then the number before that, 6, and then the number before that, 1. I mean, I can't do quick math, but I know that adds up to a lot. And it's like, you see a number like that, and you put it with the man, and you're just like, why are they allowing this? Why are they allowing this guy with all of these accusations to just continue to vote, and especially voting on the superintendent after all of this? I mean, that is just such a kick in the gut to everyone who's trying to fight for justice.
Again, Gigi Gordon here in studio, just so articulate, well-spoken. I've got so many pieces of paper in front of me, as you can see, from various articles. And I'm trying to find here one from Trish Zornio. And she is ran for United States Senate against John Hickenlooper in the Democratic Party primary. And earlier this week, she put out an article explaining why Democrats should call on Tay Anderson to resign. It's somewhere here. I can't find it. So no worries. But bottom line, after she says, for once, I mostly agree with Jimmy Sangenberger in the beginning, she points out that a resignation is not a conviction, which is that there still is a legal process that can go underway with that investigation. That's not an assumption of guilt from resigning in that kind of a context. There's something different, especially when we're talking about kids, 62 children. How do you view a distinction there between the idea of resignation and a conviction, Gigi?
I view it as action. I view it as there are two different things, but I view it as, at this point, one or the other needs to happen. And Tay doing his I'm resigning until August thing isn't good enough. And I don't think it's going to be good enough until he gets put in prison or until he has a real full trial where the whole public can see, the, like a real trial where everybody can see, everybody can speak, and not just between the people in power choosing what's going to happen and how it's going to be handled, because clearly they're not doing it right. It's us. It's the students who are trying so hard to just keep each other safe because no one else does.
You know, I have just been so struck by the leadership role. It was so Mary Catherine Brooks Fleming gives her testimony, and then you high school kids and just barely graduates. Actually, at that point, you were just not even a graduate. You were 2 days away from graduation. Took the baton and ran with it, and it began too in terms of real statements out there with the Colorado high school Democrats speaking out. I want to go to the phones here, 303-696-1971, although we got full lines right now, to Priscilla Shaw Ron, who is a teacher in Denver Public Schools. Priscilla, you're on with Jimmy Sangenberger and Gigi Gordon.
Hi, Gigi. I just wanted to call in and first of all say how proud I am of you and how much courage you have to stand up for your classmates and to stand up for sex trafficking. You know, it's such an important issue for all of us. And, you know, I'm really sorry to you and to all of the students who have been traumatized by this. You know, I'm only one teacher in DPS. I'm only one voice. But I just want you to know that I'm doing all I can to help restore the trust. And I guess I have a question from you. You know, what will it take for us as a DPS community to help all of you feel safe and to rebuild trust in you, because school will be back in session in August.
I think that's a great question, and thank you again. I think that the number one thing right now is that the students feel like they're not heard, and like they're not being listened to, and like nobody, and you know, like Mary said in her testimony, like nobody ever stops him. Nobody's ever going to help. And I think that honestly, if DPS just starts, you know, especially maybe even putting out a class on how kids can see the signs, what they can do to report, how they can help fight this, how they can get involved, how they can get their families involved. I think that DPS needs to stop ignoring this problem and acting like it's just going to go away. And I'm not just talking about Tay. I'm talking about the many other students who have been a victim and did not have the help that they needed from DPS. And the DPS pretty much didn't lift a finger to help them. And I've spoken with a lot of these students directly. And I think that if you're a teacher, just showing some kind of interest into this case, if you think that something's going on, talk to the student, teach awareness, teach the signs of human trafficking, the signs of child sex abuse, etc.
Priscilla?
Yeah, I mean, that's powerful, and I just want you to know that I've personally written an open letter to the state Colorado Association of School Boards and the Colorado Association of School Executives, asking for policy changes and more training, just like you're talking about, to see the signs. And so that's my commitment to you. And
Thank you.
I want to stay in touch and make sure that I'm helping from the adult side to make all of these changes a reality for you guys.
And by the way, Gigi, I have it right here. Priscilla co-authored it with Mary Catherine Brooks Fleming. And Priscilla was on with me on Thursday on the Stephen Tubbs Show. Mm-hmm. And Priscilla, I'm so glad that you as a teacher are willing to speak out about this, because hearing Gigi's passion and hearing her represent, and that's why I wanted to bring her on tonight, was so that the DPS kids could have a voice when that voice hasn't been heard and shared, and it doesn't seem to be listened to.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's our job to protect you as minor children. And, you know, that's our responsibility, to keep you safe. And I'm just so proud of you again, Gigi.
Thank you.
Your voice is so powerful. And you just keep using your voice to show your love and care for other human beings. That's what it's all about. So, thank you.
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Thank you, Priscilla, for calling in. 303-696-1971. Now let's go to Brenda here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Brenda, good evening.
Hi. First of all, I want to tell Gina how very,
Gigi,
very brave she is, and very proud I am of her.
Thank you.
I'm a DPS grad, and I'm 55 now. And I went through something similar, and I did nothing because I felt like it was my fault. And
wow.
I am so proud of you. I can hardly stand it. And if there's anything that I can do personally, I will be there for you 100%.
Thank you.
This man, you're welcome. You are a darling.
Thank
you
so much.
And I'm sorry for everything that you've gone through, but God bless you for standing up for people.
Thank you. And, you know, us survivors, we stand together no matter what. And that's kind of the whole message here, is that somebody needs to start protecting the survivors and stop defending the accusers.
The accused.
Accused. Yeah.
In schools especially, when we're talking about children. Please, Brenda, go ahead.
Yes. That man should have been kicked off that board when all that garbage was going on at the Capitol.
Yep.
And he was using foul language and wearing his badge, and they did nothing to kick him off that board. They should all be ashamed. As far as I'm concerned, they should clear the board and get all new members.
Yes.
Because they let down our children.
I want Gigi to run for the school board in Denver Public School.
I
would love to see that. That would be fantastic. Brenda, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
What a call. Great. And I echo those sentiments. I mean, just even coming on the show, but with the petitions, you're giving a voice to so many students who have felt voiceless.
Thank you.
And so reflecting on that, and especially those undocumented students who have been just absolutely fearful of any sort of retribution or reprisal. And I'll get to that a little bit more in the next segment, because I did get a statement from the Attorney General's office concerning that. But what about that? About the point of undocumented students in particular feeling threatened by a school board member, or being threatened by a school board member, allegedly.
Again, I just think that it's absolute baloney. And I think that these kids already have too much to fear with the way that, the way that the immigration process works. I think they have too much to fear already. And I think that Tay putting, not even just Tay, but anyone else who's ever done this to a kid specifically because they're undocumented deserves the worst punishment that a person can get, because not only is it wrong to take advantage of somebody's pain and suffering and use it against them and their family, but to do it to a child who you're supposed to be helping and protecting is just mind-boggling that people exist in this world who have those kind of motives and who want to make the world a worse place by doing that.
Yeah, I think that's well put. Gigi Gordon joining us here in studio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a student calling in here on 710 KNUS. You're listening to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. Don't go anywhere.
Jimmy Sengenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Yes, indeed. Some people, like the Denver Public Schools Board, ought to be ashamed. Welcome back to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. News Talk 710 KNUS here in studio as we talk about not even just the Tay Anderson allegations, but the fact that DPS has, when Tay did his announcement on Sunday, put out a statement saying that he was recusing himself from most school day-to-day school board activities. An hour and 10 minutes after I said he should recuse himself from all school board business, the school board came out and said, we agree with that decision, but he's still going to participate in votes like the vote for superintendent, the next leader of Denver Public Schools. I want to be able to give Alexa in Denver more time than we're going to have in this segment. So, Alexa, if you can stay on the line, and any other students, she's a student, any other students in Denver Public Schools who want to call in tonight, 303-696-1971. Gigi, I just have a couple minutes left in this segment, so I want to ask you, what do you think that parents in the district should be doing as far as sending that same message and speaking out to the board? And tell us about what's coming up on Thursday.
So I think that as parents, the biggest thing is to contact the board yourself and tell them, hey, I have a kid. Do you care about them? It doesn't look like it. So show me how you care, you know? And I think that people can write letters, people can email, people can call, especially about this new diploma thing that I'm trying to do. I mean, calling the school board, anything.
Remind them, what was the diploma thing?
So I'm working to get every 2021 graduating student a new diploma without Tay Anderson's name on it, regardless if the accusations ever get proven or not. I just think that...
By that, you mean like through the legal process.
Yeah.
Right now, that should happen at this point because there's so much...
Yeah.
There's so much to the 62 allegations.
Yeah, and I think that somebody that even, again, has one allegation against them shouldn't be allowed to sign my diploma. As a survivor of rape, of sexual trauma, and so many other survivors who walked that stage with me last Thursday, we are infuriated that we had to get through, we had to overcome something so strong and something so harsh, you know, as sexual trauma, just to kind of get a kick in the face to know that somebody that could have done this to all of these people was the one to sign off this thing that we've worked 12 hard, long years for. And it's annoying, honestly.
You have, I think it stopped counting, 600, no, it's still counting, 622, 623, 24. You're getting to 1,000, mm-hmm. closer and closer at change.org. Give students new diplomas without alleged rapist name. That's a lot of people signing this petition.
It is. And the best part is that the majority of people signing are students.
Or recent graduates like yourself.
Yes, or recent graduates who are in DPS, out of DPS, just students who are like, wow, maybe these kids are actually onto something, you know? But that's another thing that we're doing is on Thursday we're having a protest at the City Hall, and it's kind of because the board is having a meeting on that day at City Hall, and it's kind of more of a we want everybody to hurry up and, you know, kind of take action and see what we're doing.
Yeah, and express to them that how they've handled this
is
not
working.
Right, not appropriate, not working.
Yeah.
There you go. Gigi Gordon, incredible courage, 18 years old, just graduated from North High School. It's the Jimmy Sengenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sengenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson's not our typical type of music, but you know what? It's my guilty pleasure. I actually saw her live in concert. I was just telling Gigi, who was dancing along to the music, that I actually saw her in concert in 2015. But you know what? We've been, you know, I handpick my music, and I wanted to send a little bit of an upbeat message to all of the students and recent graduates, especially those who are listening right now who can hear it, to keep up the good work, to keep up the passion, to keep leading adults like me who are finally, I think, starting to truly hear you. As I say in the close of my column yesterday, the kids know what's up with Tay Anderson, and we've got one of these kids, the incredibly articulate and passionate Gigi Gordon here in studio, just graduated Thursday the 27th from North High School, Denver Public Schools kid. The kids know what's up with Tay Anderson. And I said, Tay Anderson said he would step away from his role while the allegations are investigated. He shouldn't even have been permitted to vote on the next DPS superintendent. This puts his voice above those of frightened students. Even so, these kids are being heard. Their courage and their fortitude are inspiring. They're showing adults the way to make a real difference. They should know to keep pushing, keep leading. Are you hearing that message, Gigi?
Of course I'm hearing that message, and I 100% support and agree.
And this thing is not political. Look, I'm going to be straight with everybody. Clearly, when I started taking an interest in Tay Anderson, who's somebody I didn't agree with politically, he's going after people who I agree with politically. And I saw a lot of mystery around him. I mean, how he doesn't have a job. How does he make his money? You know, those are big questions. But there were political motivations, certainly, early on. At this point, as I'm hearing more, and I have Gigi here in studio, and over the past couple of weeks with these allegations, there is not a political bone in my body over this. This is about common decency. This is about making sure that kids are heard, are respected, are dignified, and are feeling comfortable in their own schools.
Yep. I agree with you 100%, and that's what I tell a lot of people who come at me and say, are you coming at this with political motives? And I say, I'm on the same side as Tay as far as politics. I mean, pretty much everything that he has been fighting for and trying to advocate for, I support. I was there. I was signing. I was attending. I was donating as much as I could. And, you know, I think it's a big thing, like you said earlier, for the Democrats to be the ones that are taking the role in this. And
well,
both.
Well, okay. So the only Democrat who's come on the record and said anything after I asked him about it was Attorney General Phil Weiser, except for the Colorado High School Democrats.
That's what I meant.
That was the group. Yes.
Yeah.
I knew that that's what you meant, because that is clearly the only group that has come out. And again, I'm trying to fiddle through all of my papers here, and we're going to go in just a moment to Alexa in Denver, who is a DPS student joining us here, 303-696-1971. But somewhere amidst the papers, I have the statement of Phil Weiser, and also the, in particular, I want to, here we go, DPS, because, look, again, these allegations go that 61 children of the 62 that Mary Catherine Brooks Fleming testified about are undocumented students. Colorado AG's office said this when I asked, because there are so many who've been concerned about the possibility of being reported to ICE and deportation. There's the thing called the U visa. And according to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, this is the Colorado Attorney General's office, victims of sexual assault, sexual exploitation, rape, and abusive sexual contact can receive protections under the U visa program. The law allows the Office of the Attorney General to certify U visas for victims, although U visas are mostly issued through cooperation with local law enforcement agencies that prosecute the vast majority of victim rights crimes. The Attorney General's office is committed to supporting victims who should feel confident reporting their experiences regardless of status. So I would encourage any undocumented victim of any crime, but especially those that we're talking about here, to ask about a U visa, because that is a way to provide that kind of protection that I'm sure they're concerned about.
I agree.
And
with you.
And you have undocumented students who are friends. Talk to us about the position from their vantage point.
I have so many different people and friends that have that are undocumented and that already have to face the fear every day of, you know, going through that whole process. But to, again, know that he's putting more pressure and more fear and more things for them to worry about is just a little off-putting. But I, again, agree, and I encourage so many students to come forward because I think it's awesome that they're offering protection to kids who need to report.
There's that vehicle of a U visa to ask about. So there were no, I mean, they'll never guarantee things, but one thing that ICE has said is that their priorities are on people who are not victims. They're not prioritizing victims of crimes in any way, shape, or form in that way. So 303-696-1971, our telephone number. We have Alexa in Denver, who's been patiently waiting, a student, DPS. Alexa, welcome to the show. You're on with Jimmy Sangenberger and Gigi Gordon.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hi to my homegirl, Gigi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I was a DPS student for 10 consecutive years. I just graduated last Monday from a high school right across the street from North.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And with that being said, I just want to say that my emotions are just running all over the place. When I first saw the allegations going around, I started to think that there's no way that it could happen to 63 other kids, let alone, you know, how DPS has failed me on three separate occasions, but, you know, it failed over 60 other kids. And, you know, as an eighth grader, I shouldn't have had to go out like as quick as I did. I was raped inside the school bathroom of my middle school after classes ended. You know, and for an hour, you know, I was just suffering, crying, in pain, wanting to end everything on the spot. And it's just, it's traumatic, and nobody really does understand that until it happens to them. Especially when it went around the school the next day, because, you know, rumors better spread really, really fast around that tiny little school. Teachers and students both found out, but since the school year was coming to an end, you know, instead of helping out the quiet little girl, they decided to listen to the popular boy who hurt me and started calling me degrading names. A year later, I went into freshman year, and once again, I was raped by a football player at MLK. But since he was an A1 athlete, it was better for me to keep quiet. And after a few years later, you know, I thought I was excelling at something good in school. You know, my main focus was criminal justice. The teacher had me at like 105% in his class. I won an award, you know, for the school. And it turned out that the week before I got the award, he was arrested for having relations with a student. And, you know, it made me feel like the only reason I was so, you know, far ahead in that class was because, you know, I felt like it was because, you know, I had developed faster and, like, nicer than most other girls have. And, you know, everywhere I walk, I always get attention and stuff. But, like, you know, coming from, like, a teacher, it kind of just, it doesn't feel right, you know?
Of course,
and then,
it shouldn't.
You know, let alone considering the fact that most, if not all, the administrators knew at that school that when that was going on. And one of them resigned before anything, like before she was like prosecuted or anything like that. Like she knew, and she resigned the next school year, the next semester. And there was another administrator who, back in 2019, there was a couple of bills being passed around, and there was one giant bill being passed around on contraceptives for kids and all that stuff. And one of those administrators had heard me talking to one of my closest friends about what had happened to me and stuff. And So he told me that everything would be fine if I shared it, that it wasn't going to get out to anyone, that I would be safe, that everything would be fine. And then the day after, I showed up to school and I find out that all the teachers had, like, found out that I was, you know, raped on separate occasions, and I was just, you know, in the school filling out police forms, like talking to people I didn't want to talk to because, you know, it had happened literally over 2 years before, and they were still trying to, you know, they were basically traumatizing me alongside other kids, you know, like it's not right that DPS, you know, can keep certain things a secret, but other things they, like, you know, force you to come out with, even if you don't want to, even if there isn't, you know, DNA evidence or anything like that anymore.
Alexa, can I just say that I am extraordinarily impressed with your call and telling your story live on the radio. It's truly remarkable, and I am so sorry for what you have gone through. I would like to talk with you more about that to understand more about what your story is and what it is, has entailed. But with that in mind, with your own experience in mind, as you're saying, and what we're seeing now as far as Denver Public Schools Board not clearly not taking this seriously, saying that Tay Anderson is just fine being on the board, voting on the next superintendent for this district. What do you make of that? What does that make you think, and how does that make you feel, Alexa?
It's horrible. It pisses me off more than anything because, Like it was said, his youngest victim was allegedly, you know, 14. My little sister is 14. And, you know, when I was 14, I was hurt at that age too. So it's like, why would they keep someone who has all these allegations against him, not just one person, not just two, but over 60 different kids? It's like, I get it, kids have imaginations and stuff, but over 60 kids? And the fact that it's been happening at different schools all over Denver and nobody's been paying attention, nobody talks about it because, you know, they're people in power. They're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to be able to go to them, you know, if something's happening, you know. Yeah. We're not supposed to be scared of them, yet here we are, you know, and it's been going on since literally last year. How is it that it's just now coming out?
I think that is so spot on. And you know what? That's why I wanted to do this tonight, to really make sure that we are pointing the finger right at Denver Public Schools and the board of that school district, the elected board of that school district, that they need to get their act together and go ahead.
They really do, just considering the fact that they don't listen to the students. But in reality, students are the ones that literally attend the schools, you know. Mm-hmm. We're what makes up schools. If it wasn't for the students, schools wouldn't be schools. And I feel like adults should start listening to us.
Gigi Gordon, I want to bring you back in. Your friend is on the phone.
Yep.
She's just told her story. She's talking about the way the district has handled it.
First of all, Alexa, you are so brave, and I just can't believe that you have the courage to be able to talk about this. And I know that it's emotional, but I just want to let you know that once this blows over a little bit, I want to help you as much as I can to get justice for your case specifically. And I think that we can all see from her story specifically how negligent DPS is and how they just don't care about their students. The people, like she said, without the students, there is no school. Without us, there's no school to be there. There's no education, you know?
Why have a school if there's nobody in there?
Exactly. And it's like, I feel like people should stop thinking that just because you're on the board, you're the only ones that matter. And your opinions on how to run the school and how to take care of the students are the only ones that matter. Because clearly, the students are the ones that had to grow up too fast and the ones that had to come straight out of graduation and deal with all of this and the ones that have to take matters into their own hands.
Alexa, before we let you go, what's a final word you want to share with our audience tonight? Or the board, or whomever?
Well, to everyone listening, to whoever's listening, I appreciate you for just, you know, taking the time out of your day to listen. To all my students that have gone through the same things or anything similar to my 90, you know, to the people a part of the 97%, don't be afraid. Everything does get better. Don't think that. Don't think that. You know that you're going to be silenced forever. Everything comes to light and everything will play out in the long run.
Alexa, you have incredible courage. I'm so sorry for what you've been through. We're going to keep tabs on this. And thank you so much for calling in. I really am grateful. It's incredible. You were fantastic.
Thank you guys for having me.
Gigi, before we go to a break, please.
I mean, that spoke for itself, really. I mean, if anybody's listening to this who's on the board, who's a teacher, who's a student, who's the administrative person, you need to listen to her. You need to listen to how she tried to report it, she tried to get help, and nobody listened, and she made her feel like nobody cared about her story, and that is not right, and it's not okay, especially to be that young and the younger victims of this. It's not okay for kids who are supposed to be worrying about what they're going to pick out and what they're going to eat for school are worrying about how they're going to deal with their sexual trauma and how they're going to get somebody to listen to them and speak up and do something. And I'm tired of hearing so many stories like this and hearing, well, I never got justice. I want people to start getting justice.
We're going to take a break. It's the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Gigi Gordon here in studio. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sangenberger. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Yes, indeed. Just as the Ozark Mountain Daredevils sang, if you want to get to heaven, you got to raise a little hell. And that's what we're doing tonight with now two incredible young women who have, I mean, we just had Alexa tell just a remarkable story. We have Gigi Gordon here in studio. We're going to have you back on this Tuesday when I fill in for Stephen Tubbs from 3 to 7.
Yes, I will be here.
And we will talk again and let more people be able to hear your story, your account, and so much more as a leader speaking on behalf of fellow students. We're going to be talking, I know I got a text that takes me in a different direction about some district policies. We'll get into that on Tuesday. But Gigi, we only have a couple minutes left. And tell us, please, and we'll talk about this again on Tuesday, but about the protest that you're organizing for Thursday, what the Facebook page for that protest is called so people can check it out. And then a final word tonight for our audience and for the board, or whatever you want to say. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, I first want to say that, again, thank you to everyone who called in. That just was awesome. And I also think that with the protests, it's going to be great. It's going to be mind-opening, and it's going to show a lot of people how much people actually care about this issue, especially the board that's going to be having a meeting to walk out and see so many students standing there saying, hey, do you care about us now that we're right in front of you? Do you see us now? Can you listen now that you're right here? I mean, and it's like the fact that we have to go that far just to get an audience with them, just to be heard is
it shouldn't be a radio show.
Yeah.
That is giving you the opportunity for your voice to be heard and for the board to, I mean, I don't know that any of them listening. I would think they might be, but
yeah, I hope so. And The name of the group is, again, End Human Trafficking Everywhere.
And the event.
And the event is in the group. But the event's also public. And it's just called Protest at the Capitol. And all of the information is on there. And, we've still been organizing it. I kind of only been organizing it for a day. But so far, the organizing has been going awesome.
Well, you have hundreds upon hundreds of signatures on these two petitions. We're going to talk again in studio on Tuesday when I fill in for Stephen Tubbs from 3 to 7. But let me just say, your courage is genuinely inspiring. Your accounts are powerful, and you are so extraordinarily well-spoken at getting it across. And I just want to thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. I look forward to more conversations up ahead and, of course, on Tuesday. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger. That is it for us tonight. But again, I will be back Tuesday from 3 to 7, filling in for Stephen Tubbs here on News Talk 710 KNUS. You will not want to miss that show. Tell your friends. Have a great weekend. May God bless America.